Relief for California's electricity crisis could come from outer space. This past week, a high-tech company showed how it can use satellites to selectively shut off air conditioners on big buildings like shopping malls. If enough building owners agreed, California power officials could use the technology to reduce electricity demand at peak times instantly, and that could reduce the need for rolling blackouts. NPR's Andy Bowers explains.
The 40 or so truck-sized air conditioners on the roof of Sacramento's Arden Fair Mall not only use a lot of electricity, but they make a lot of noise, too. Representatives of a company called DBS Industries brought reporters and government officials up to the mall's roof earlier this week. They used a laptop computer to send signals to a low Earth orbit satellite, which in turn sent commands to a small transceiver they had attached to one of the air conditioners. With a few keystrokes, the satellite turned off the air conditioner.
Here we go.
The AC units targeted are the ones that cool the common areas of the giant mall. All the stores remain as cold as usual. DBS President Fred Thompson explained to a news conference that shoppers likely wouldn't feel much of a difference.
The interior mall would probably over an hour heat up no more than 4 degrees or so.
And I guess a side effect, people will go in the stores and they'd be happy about that.
That's a very strong possibility, right?
And yet Thompson says if state power authorities had the ability to shut down targeted air conditioners at all 5,000 malls in California for brief periods, electricity usage would drop by 1,000 megawatts instantly. He says even more could be saved if government buildings were included. That could be an enormous help during a power crisis and could avert rolling blackouts. But what would the malls get out of this? Thompson says the ones he's spoken to are willing to make a voluntary deal with the state.
They would be willing to curtail a substantial amount of electrical load in exchange for not being blacked out, which seems, from our perception, to be a pretty good deal.
Perhaps, but at the moment, exemptions to rolling blackouts are only granted for health or safety reasons, and top California officials aren't prepared yet to say whether they might make an exception for shopping malls.
Everyone, of course, would like to be exempted from blackouts.
David Freeman is the senior energy advisor to California's governor. He won't say whether such a deal is possible, but he does call DBS's satellite system promising.
The technology is new, but the idea of cycling air conditioners 20 minutes out of the hour, people hardly notice that they're off, is 10 to 15 years old. So I'm comfortable with the idea, excited about the technology, and waiting for these folks to come to us with a specific proposal.
However, Freeman says the state will have to be convinced the system is totally secure, that some hacker won't be able to break in and shut down the air conditioning at buildings across California. That's not an idle concern. Earlier this year, hackers apparently based in China were able to break into key computer systems of the agency that runs California's electrical grid. Not to worry, says DBS's Fred Thompson, who describes his company's satellite system this way.
A very secure, non-penetratable communication facility that essentially would not allow hackers or outsiders to bridge in.
But Peter Neumann, an eminent computer researcher who runs an internet forum on the risks of computer technology, would like to see more study done before such a system is deployed.
You do a pilot study and you test it, and then you bring in the white hat hackers or whoever it is and let them try and break it. But in general, every computer system we've ever seen that pretended to be secure wasn't.
But if security and other concerns are addressed, California officials could soon be able to push a few buttons and control the indoor climate for shoppers around the state. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.